Hello, this is Sadia Sanders of Urban Spinster, where we are creating our own agenda, dispelling societal myths, and redefining the word spinster. So tonight's topic is money. If a friend or family member asks you to borrow money, would you give it to them, even if you don't have enough to cover your own expenses? A lot of times, people assume that the single person has disposable income available because we may or may not have any children. We don't have a spouse to check in with about loaning the money. My suggestion is if you don't have it to actually give away, don't loan it. If it's a loan, it's a true loan, make sure you have that documented. There's a saying at my job, if it's not documented, it didn't happen. So if you're loaning someone money, whomever it is, make sure you have a written agreement as to the expectations about repayment. Because as you know, if you wind up suing them in small claims court and you go on one of these shows, that's the first thing they're going to ask you. Did you have something in writing? What was the agreement? What were the terms of the agreement, etc.? But I am not in the habit of loaning money. I work very hard for my money. I really need my money. I have bills to pay as a single person, one income. So if you don't have it to actually give away, even though the thought may be there is a loan in place and you expect repayment, if something were to happen, you don't get this money back. Are you okay with that? Can you survive if you loan someone $50? If they don't pay you back, will it end your relationship? Whether it's your mother, cousin, friend from elementary school, whatever it is, will it ruin your friendship if they don't repay you? Okay, so if you're gonna loan money, make sure you're okay with never seeing it again. Just put that in your mind. If they repay you, great, then you move on with life. But if they don't repay you, then basically that was the cost of you never having to loan to that person again. They have burnt that bridge that they cannot cross again or should not be able to cross again. And you have to set those boundaries, especially when it's family. So that is my takeaway for loaning money. Document it with your expectations of repayment. Make sure it's an amount that will not put you in a hole. And if you don't get it back, you will be emotionally and financially okay. So what I'm doing this week is having a giveaway on Instagram, and you can reach me on Instagram at exourbanspinster, and I have a library of guided journals or courses, whichever you prefer to call them, but there are five topics: money, relationship, mindset, lifestyle, and ownership. And this information is geared toward the single person. So if you'd like one for free, enter the Instagram giveaway by liking and sharing my post there. It gives the rules. The winner will be announced on Monday, October 23rd. So make sure you go to my Instagram at exourbanspinster, see the video post, like and share that post. You can't just like it. You have to like and share it to be entered to win. These library topics are digital download, and they normally go for $14.99 per journal. I am giving away one of your choice of those five topics for free. So again, follow me at exourbanspinster. You can read more about me and about the Single Woman's Agenda and this movement, Urban Spinster, at urbanspinster.com. All right, you guys have a good night.